Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com. Thank you for downloading this Classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
This is probably the quietest you'll ever hear a crowd at a pop rock music festival, but it's a hush of anticipation. They're waiting for a trumpet entry. Welcome to Introductions, WFMT's weekly show featuring top young musicians, and CYSO is at Lollapalooza. Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's made history on Saturday, August the 2nd, 2025, at this city's legendary Downtown Music Fest. I'm Robbie Ellis, and I was there on both the day itself and for the rehearsal 3 days prior, meeting the young players and some of the big team behind them backstage at the Petrillo Music Shell in Grant Park. One of the key members of that team is CYSO program manager Rihanna Panlilio, taking care of operations, but not letting the momentousness of the occasion pass her by.
7:30 p.m. on a Saturday for a youth orchestra at a music festival. Like, when I heard that CYSO had the slot, I was thinking, it'll be, what, at midday on Sunday or something like that. But no, what a prime time slot.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was thinking the same thing, actually. We have an hour's time slot on Saturday at 7:30, right before Twice, who is performing across the grounds from us. So we're excited to be able to provide some music for her fans and be able to kind of get the crowd warmed up and ready for their concert.
I am here with Angelica Wang, who was on Introductions as a piano soloist. You have a cello. You've been a cellist in the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra for how long?
For around 10 years.
Is this your last hurrah on the cello?
Yes, it is. And I think it's a pretty memorable experience being able to like perform at Lolla as like my last thing with CYSO,
10 years is a long time, making your way through various junior string ensembles before getting to the flagship orchestra. Putting it in perspective, while watching the rehearsal from out front is director of string ensembles, Daniela Valdez.
There will be players on this stage who would have gone through your string groups back
Ooh,
in the day.
Many. Many of them were really little with me, and, you know, now they're big teenagers. Yes, so I've had a lot of these students, yes.
And how does it make you feel to see them on this Petrillo Music Shell stage?
Oh, extremely proud and excited for them. I mean, to play in a venue that goes outside of what orchestras play in and the classical world and kind of come into like the mainstream world is definitely, I wish I could have done something like this in my, you know, when I was young, but so just truly excited for them.
And now we take you from Wednesday to Saturday, the day of the big show. The Lollapalooza Festival grounds are now a lot more crowded. Everything's just a bit louder. Here's one young musician you can hear perform on WFMT on Saturday, December the 6th.
I am here with Bennett King. Bennett has not yet been featured on Introductions, but we just exchanged emails and you're going to be.
Yes, yeah, I'm very excited. I'm super happy for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
You are playing principal trumpets for a rock festival orchestral program. What's the pressure like on you?
I'm certainly super excited. To be able to play at a festival like this is really a dream come true. Some of the moments that I'm really looking forward to are our first set. We're going to be playing Also Sprach Zarathustra, which of course begins with that iconic trumpet opening that I'm super excited for. I have a great section and they're super fun to play with, and so we're all really looking forward to being able to play that.
I'm with Kevin Hart, who I featured earlier this year as a solo tuba player on Introductions. You're about to take the stage. What's the role of a low brass section at a rock festival set for orchestra?
I think just bring the power, bring the energy, give the people what they want to hear.
Showtime. Here's Clara Franson, who was featured on this show as a violinist and composer earlier this year.
So we're all sitting down, waiting for the conductor to start, and you can already hear the audience talking to each other, the audience excited for us to play, the audience waiting for us to perform.
And now, I introduce to you the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, led by Maestro Alan Tinkham.
The basses begin to play, and you can hear like another world opening up.
Do you have a single favorite item on the program coming up?
I would say the second movement of Shostakovich 10.
I am a major Shostakovich fan.
The Shostakovich is really exciting every time.
Of all the possible orchestral introductions for such a show as the first ever solo orchestral set at Lollapalooza,
Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's music director, Alan Tinkham,
Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra continued to emerge. There was nothing else that could take its place. We move straight from that to the second movement of Shostakovich's 10th Symphony. This is something that Symphony Orchestra performed in November of last year.
When I was practicing for my seating audition for CYSO this year.
Violinist Clara Franson.
The big piece that we were all preparing was Shostakovich Symphony 10. I had just happened to be reading 1984 for the first time. I realized, you know, there's something about this piece that's a universal experience that's important. You know, it's important that we play this piece and that we listen to this piece. You could tell everyone was working really, really hard to make this piece sound as good as possible. So it was really wonderful to play it again for Lollapalooza and revisit it with a, you know, it's a different energy, but the energy is still there.
This first three pieces of the Lollapalooza set I imagined as kind of a movement in itself. You have a slow introduction. You have a sort of scherzo middle section, which Shostakovich provides, and then a slow and fast with the Stravinsky finale of Firebird 1919 version.
We had a really, really intense rehearsal process for Lollapalooza, and one of the new pieces that we were preparing was Stravinsky's Firebird, where we played the finale. It's one of his famous ballets. There's a wonderful French horn solo that starts the piece, and it just keeps building into this wonderful, like almost movie-like finale.
Thank you.
The finale of Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird. Alan Tinkham conducting Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras.
Hello, Chicago!
I'm Daniela Valdez. I'm the director of string ensembles with the CYS. So can we give it up for these incredible musicians? For 80 years, we have been providing music education and an artistic community to Chicago youth. So we're truly excited to be giving Margaret Bonds, who was a composer in the 1930s, probably the biggest stage she would have had in her life. She was the first black soloist to play with the Chicago Symphony.
Margaret Bonds' Montgomery Variations, which she wrote in 1965.
Alan Tinkham.
As a personal response to the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, is one of the great late 20th century pieces for orchestra, I would dare say.
The original piece, you know, Montgomery Variations, is actually dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr.
Clara Franson.
It's unbelievable to me that until recent years, it received almost no attention.
Playing that piece is extremely important for, you know, our American history and understanding our past. You know, with classical music, what I love about that in general is that, you know, it's a way to look into the past. And when we perform it, we get to also understand our future.
Benediction from the Montgomery Variations of Margaret Bonds. Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's performing at Lollapalooza may well be the biggest single in-person audience Margaret Bonds' music has ever had. This is Introductions on Classical WFMT. Putting together a youth orchestra in the height of summer means sometimes you have to tap into your alumni network, which can also mean alumni of this very radio show.
I am here with Zachary Guo. Zach, you were on the show last year as a composer, as an organist and a pianist. We had lots of fun recording you on the organ.
Lots of fun.
In Evanston. How's Stanford University treating you?
I'm so thankful that I have the opportunity to just study whatever. So I've been taking like electrical engineering classes, computer science classes, writing classes, like literally whatever I want. And it's been a lot of fun.
It's the bachelor of everything.
Yeah, master of nothing so far, but we'll see.
Zach's playing keyboards on this next piece. Here's the composer.
Don't they sound great? Everybody, I'm Jonathan Bailey Holland. I'm Dean of the Beenan School of Music at Northwestern University. And I'm also a composer and have had the privilege of working with this ensemble for more than 3 decades now. And much of the music that I write is for groups like this that play classical music. But I love all styles of music, which is why it's great to be at Lollapalooza. And every now and then, I think the orchestra needs to groove a little bit too. So let's hear the Party Starter.
Performing at Lollapalooza, that was Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, directed by Alan Tinkham. You just heard a piece called The Party Starter by Jonathan Bailey Holland, a composer who's also the Dean of the Beenan School of Music at Northwestern University. This is Introductions on Classical WFMT, featuring Chicago's top young musicians week in, week out. CYSO was the very first symphony orchestra to have a full feature set at Lollapalooza, And you can find more coverage of it on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. When we come back, the orchestra closes their historic performance with Peter Tchaikovsky and John Williams. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, serving the Chicago area for more than 40 years. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kip Hart Family Foundation, and WFMT members like you.
I'm Robbie Ellis, and I'm bringing you a historic first, Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras at Lollapalooza. Here's a violist who appeared in Introductions' CYSO Class of 2025 episode, Chloe Cohen. We're backstage at the Petrillo Music Shell in Grant Park. It's been a big summer for both them and the orchestra.
Right after our spring concert, we left for our tour of Spain after playing at Pritzker Pavilion, actually, which was amazing. And we toured, I think, four cities. It was an amazing experience.
And you had some time off. When did you meet again to start rehearsing Lollapalooza?
We didn't meet again until less than a week before Lollapalooza. So the Monday before Lolla was our first Lollapalooza rehearsal.
This is Alan Tinkham putting a lot of trust in this group of players, like treating you almost like a professional group in terms of the rehearsal schedule.
It definitely feels like a very intensive experience. We were sent the rep about 2 weeks before. We showed up to the first rehearsal, and it's similar to the rest of CYSO, as in you're meant to show up to the rehearsal with everything learned, but it's higher stakes now. Lolla is by far the biggest stage I think any of us have ever played.
I am here with Angelica Wang. Do you have a favorite item in the Lolla set?
Definitely the Tchaikovsky in E minor. The finale really like ties it together.
So earlier this summer, we went on a tour to Spain, which was so much fun. Oh my gosh, I've never been to Spain before, so that was really cool.
Clara Franson.
We played Tchaik 5 literally every time we performed. And by the time we got to our last rehearsal, we were so together. I've never been that together with an orchestra before.
As I crafted the set for Lollapalooza, again, the first ever solo orchestral set at Lollapalooza,
Maestro Alan Tinkham,
there were two finales, and this was done strategically because we were told in no uncertain terms that if we were still playing at 8:30, that we would just be shut down, microphones and speakers off and lights off. As a safety, I programmed two finales in a row. The first is the one you're about to hear, which is the finale of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, and the next, you'll have to wait a moment for.
Thank you. The end of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras at Lollapalooza.
The most fun to play by far is the Star Wars theme, which I believe is what we're closing our set with. Everybody has the most fun of all time playing it every time, and you can absolutely hear it.
We're all super excited for that intro where we have that big trumpet solo, so my section and I have been practicing that. We got to play it on tour, and now getting to be able to play it here at Lollapalooza is really special.
Chicago, we love you. Thank you so much for being here. Enjoy this.
Somehow the restrained, and now coming on stage for the curtain call, is not quite the tone to go for here.
There were so many more people than any of us expected, and we're so glad that they were so into it. That was a complete blast.
The entire performance was a blast. The light show was really cool. That wasn't something I was told about.
It was such an adrenaline rush. Oh my gosh, I was literally vibrating on stage. I thought I was gonna drop my flute.
The voices of Chloe Cohen, Kevin Hart, and Chloe Nahm.
The Lolla crowd has loved this one. Such a milestone for Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras.
I'm really glad that they gave us such a warm reception for something so unique and so new to a rock festival like Lollapalooza. Being able to play there as an orchestra was a lot of fun.
No problem. There's something I really love about performing, especially with an orchestra. There's this idea that I'm playing for something larger than myself, and there's this literal feeling of like energy or electricity in the air when I'm playing something that really connects. And that's something I've never felt so much until I played at Lollapalooza, and the crowd is literally cheering while we're playing. I mean, I don't hear that at all in regular classical performances. And it was wonderful. I mean, it was this kind of energy where we play for the audience, but the audience is there contributing to the concert too. You know, we're all kind of in this experience together where we're connecting with each other and we're, I don't know, like providing an experience that kind of transcends, you know, anything that any individual could do. Like, no one could do that by themselves. You know, no one can have that kind of energy just with themselves. You know, we need the orchestra, yes, but we needed that audience, I guess. And it was literally the most amazing thing I have ever felt. I've never felt so connected with an audience before.
That was Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras at Lollapalooza 2025. Finishing with the recollections of violinist Clara Franson. There are a lot of people who made this episode happen, such as the whole team at CYSO, including program manager Rihanna Panlilio and music director Alan Tinkham. Also thanks to Brittany Leroux at C3 Presents, and an extra special thanks to Sora Bhargava. On the WFMT side, we got help from Keegan Morris and Jean Nemirovsky, and huge, huge credit to Adela Skovronsky. She was at Lollapalooza with me, helping juggle my microphones and interview guests, but she also wrote a great story for our website. I encourage you to take a look at it when you go to wfmt.com/introductions. The music was captured by the man, the legend, recording engineer Eric Arunas at the Petrillo Music Shell in Grant Park during Lollapalooza on August the 2nd, 2025. Additional music came from CYSO concerts at Symphony Center, also recorded by Erica Runas. This episode was produced and edited by me, Robbie Ellis. Catch you next time for more great young local musical talent on Introductions every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.
We hope you've enjoyed Introductions, sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bose. To learn more, visit johnnorwoodlee.com.